In so many Hollywood combat films about World War II that were made during World War II, all Americans were portrayed as being united against a common enemy, the dastardly Nazis and heinous Japanese. These Americans even included individuals who otherwise would be the villains of the story. There were gangsters and other blatant lawbreakers who placed patriotism over greed and who fought side by side with their fellow Americans. Well, once the war ended and a new conflict began, this one was of the cold variety, Hollywood movies still occasionally presented lawbreakers as patriots. And the question here is, during the Cold War, could a bad guy place his basic badness on hold on the name of fighting communism? The answer is a resounding yes. As proof, take a look at one of the unsung classics of 1950s American cinema, Pick Up on South Street, which dates from 1953. It is directed by the legendary Samuel Fuller, crime reporter, World War II combat veteran, and a Hollywood character if there ever was one. And it arguably is his signature work. A new restoration of Pick Up on South Street will be screened from May 29 through June 4th at Film Forum in Manhattan. Richard Widmark, one of the post-war actors who won stardom in the late 1940s and whose career lasted for decades, is the star of Pick Up on South Street. Widmark won his Hollywood stripes with his first screen role. In 1947, he played Tommy Udo in Kiss of Death. Udo is more the traditional Hollywood thug, a sniveling sadist who, in one memorable scene, shoves a wheelchair-bound lady down a flight of stairs. In Pickup, which was filmed on location in Lower Manhattan, Widmark plays Skip McCoy, a make-no-excuses career criminal who already has done three stretches in the pen. He has just completed his last. One more bust, and he will be sent away for life. But McCoy is not to be deterred. He is a pickpocket by trade, and at the outset, he is riding a New York subway and pinching a wallet from a woman's purse. What Skip does not know is that he is not merely pilfering some easy coin. The woman in question is passing classified military information to a commie agent. Included in his haul is some microfilm containing a patent for a new chemical formula. And upon being questioned by the authorities, McCoy is told that if he does not cooperate, he'll be as guilty as the traitors who gave Stalin the A-bomb. Now, McCoy knows all too well that possession of the patent just may bring him a major payday, and the otherwise apolitical crook would just as easily shake down a capitalist as a communist. But it's the early 1950s, and the commies are a menace to all Americans. So what will Skip McCoy do? Is he first and foremost a pickpocket, or is he first and foremost a patriot? Yes, indeed. Aside from its status as a definitive Samuel Fuller feature, Pick Up on South Street is a textbook example of the manner in which a film may be a mirror of the era in which it was made. A couple of additional observations here. Visually speaking, Pick Up on South Street is crammed with artfully designed close-ups. These images communicate the intimacy of those characters who share intimacy and are enmeshed in their emotions. They also capture the angst and sweaty panic of other characters. And then there is Thelma Ritter, one of the great character performers of her era. Between 1951 and 1963, Ritter earned 6 Best Supporting Actress Oscar nominations and 0 wins. One of her nominations was for her role in Pick Up on South Street, a sharpy and professional stool pigeon who lives in a Bowery apartment and offers tips to the NYPD. Ritter's presence and jaw-dropping performance alone makes Pick Up on South Street an extra special treat.